Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time and I'm back. It's Ben Kruger with Authority Engine. We've got another episode here for you. Always focused around helping you build your business with podcasting. And we are going to get into it today with Andy Drish from the Starting From Nothing podcast over at the Foundation. So Andy is an incredible podcaster, and the show that he runs is all about helping people start businesses from absolute scratch. And it's a really great show. I had a blast listening and keeping up with the episodes, and we finally got him onto the show. And Andy is also a very accomplished copywriter. He's a very accomplished business coach. So all in all, I was really excited to have him on and to really discuss. When they went live with the Starting From Nothing podcast, they absolutely crushed it. That podcast badge, I think I saw at the very top of iTunes New and Noteworthy for about the first 6 weeks of the 8 weeks in iTunes. I was just very impressed with the number of downloads and ratings, reviews, subscribes, and all that kind of stuff that they had. So I've got Andy Drish on today to talk about how to launch your podcast like a boss, build that excitement and anticipation, and really make a splash right from the get-go. But before we get there, we're going to talk about today's featured podcast. This week's is the Financial Statement Story podcast with Mick, Holly, and Andre. These fellas run this show all about putting a story to your financial statements. And so you as business owners, this show is all about taking a look at your balance sheet and your other financial statements and making sense and making a full story and drawing a full picture from what you're seeing in your financial statements. So a fantastic show. Check it out, financialstatementstory.com. And Mick and Andre are awesome as well. So that is this week's featured podcast. And before we get into it, we've been getting quite a few new iTunes reviews. So I'm going to read one off that I really like here for you. And it's from Jeremy Ginsberg, who I believe is from Vietnam currently. And he says, "This podcast is quite underrated. 5-star review, well deserved. I'm shocked you don't have more ... Folks, I think that's a call to action. If you like this show and you haven't left us a review in iTunes, head on in there and leave us a quick review, leave us a rating, and I will read you out and make you famous on the Authority Engine podcast. But more importantly, we'll be able to get some support for the show and share it with other people that will be really helpful and help them grow their businesses with a podcast. So without all this talking back and forth and whatnot, let's get into it with Andy Drish from the Starting From Nothing podcast. And we're going to be talking about how you can launch your podcast like a boss and get some serious results quickly. All right, so Andy, you guys with the Starting From Nothing podcast, you guys had an incredible launch of the show, took full advantage of iTunes New and Noteworthy, and really just rocked out from the very get-go. So very excited to have you on the show today and talk a little bit about launching like a boss like you guys did. So thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, my man.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about that launch because you guys just really came out, you know, taking names, kicking down doors, making a splash in iTunes and making a splash all across the web. So can you give us the 30,000-foot view of, you know, kind of your podcast launch and what you guys were hoping to do with it?
In January of last year, so over a year ago, started talking with a lot of friends and we could see that the podcast trend seemed like it was going up. So we wanted to launch one because it fits in really well with the brand for the foundation. And So high level, like we studied, did a little bit of research on the marketing, knew the new noteworthy thing, wanted to get as much traffic from iTunes as we possibly could, which means that we needed to get as much to launch the podcast and get as many downloads and subscribers as possible. So at a high level, what we did is we spent a lot of time figuring out the positioning of the podcast and what's going to make it different and unique, and then put together a short little marketing sequence, put together a contest with it, and launched it, and got a lot of got quite a bit of traction quickly.
Yeah, you guys really really made an impact. So I really like what you said, and because a lot of people will focus on the nuts and bolts, they'll focus on, you know, I need to get subscribers and ratings and stuff. But what you talked about first is, you know, so much more important. Initially is figuring out your positioning and what makes you different from other shows. So talk a little bit about your thought process with starting from nothing and how you decided how to position your guys' podcast in the market.
So in there's a book called Breakthrough Advertising. I think it's Eugene Schwartz. And this is the only book I've ever seen that talks about it. There's Mindvalley has a video about it online, and few people ever talk about the idea of market sophistication levels. And it's one of the most powerful concepts I've ever studied in marketing. And whenever looking at marketing something new, the first thing we always start with now is market sophistication levels. And it basically shows how markets evolve over time. So there's five different levels. I won't go into depth into them, but I'll give you the basics. And the first level is market sophistication level one, where if you have where you are pretty much the only product in your category, there is no competition. So did you see the coin launch recently? It was a couple months back.
I don't believe so. No.
So coin, it's like the credit card that'll hold like 10 credit cards in one. Yeah. They did a big launch a few months ago. It's one credit card. You can program all of your credit cards into it. And it got a whole lot of traction really quickly. And one of the reasons why is because they're in a category of their own. There aren't any competitors out there. So that's market sophistication level one. And then market sophistication level five would be like the Dollar Shave Club launch, where you're buying it because it's a symbol, it's a representation of who you are as an individual. And then there's, you know, three other levels in between. But podcasting is at a point where the level was shifting to where more and more competitors were flowing into the market. When more competitors flow into the market, you have to have a much clearer angle of what you guys do. We spend a lot of time thinking, what is it that people really want when they're listening for our audience? Because our podcast isn't, we don't look at our podcast as a business in itself. Our podcast is literally, it's just a source of leads for us. And well, it's a source of leads, and it's really a deepening of the relationship that we have with our community. We figured if somebody's looking through iTunes and they're searching for stuff, what is it that they want if they want to learn how to business? And so many people that we want to learn how to start a business from nothing. So many people are starting companies from scratch where they don't have the Ivy League degree, or they don't have a bunch of money to put into something, and they don't understand the whole process of raising money. Like, that stuff freaks me out, and I don't really understand it at all. And so we wanted to, if people are in a position where they want to start a business from scratch, we wanted to make it really, really clear that that's what we focus on. We focus on entrepreneurs who have been successful, who have started entirely from scratch, and we focus on generally the people who are just getting started, you know, people running businesses with $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, because if you're in a position where you're just getting started, that is the most impactful person that you can listen to, is the person who's one or two steps ahead of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love your guys' approach to podcasting, because this is something that I've been preaching my mouth off about, is the power of using podcasting as a marketing tool and as a leverage item to not only generate leads like you were talking about, but also to deepen those relationships, and not thinking of podcasting as a, well, yeah, I can put ads on it. Now that is like, that just makes me cringe when people say, oh yeah, I can monetize by advertising. Nah, that kills me. So I love that you're going at it from that perspective. And here at Authority Engine, the whole point is for us to help small business owners really grow their businesses and take it to the next next level with a podcast. So from your experience with positioning yourself and considering how your podcast or how your show will fit into the market and where people want what you have to offer, what can you advise for other small businesses? Maybe they're brick and mortar, maybe they're consulting, maybe they're whatever it may be, maybe they're product related. What can you advise to someone who's thinking about starting a podcast but isn't 100% sure how they should position themselves in the market?
Well, I think it really depends on, you know, for some people, maybe it's not, maybe podcasts aren't the answer. It might not actually be the right thing for you. Everything goes back to who is your customer and where are they hanging out? And if your customer is hanging out online and listening to podcasts, then go through and figure out what are the podcasts that your customer listens to, what are the blogs your customer reads, what are the newspapers or magazines your customer subscribe to. And specifically, if your customer base is in the podcast world and they are listening to other ones, who's out there already? Like, who are the thought leaders in your space? You know, I always like looking around and seeing what everybody else is really focused on and where's the gap. You're searching for the gap that you can fill that nobody else is filling right now. And I think that's the best way to go about it, or at least one way.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I think that just really that core concept is really so much more valuable than any of the tactical stuff. So we won't even bother going into that. With your show and with, you know, kind of the starting from nothing, what kind of feedback have you gotten from the listenership? And how have you used that to really support or confirm the direction that you started with?
We get a bunch of feedback, a bunch of emails from people. Generally, I think anytime you're putting content out there and you've got some sort of traction, you're going to get those emails of people thanking you. And I love getting them. The general thing that people say is that they love hearing the stories because they're so relatable. Because that's what we all want, you know? If you're a father of two and you've never started a company before, I can give you every case study in the world of a 25-year-old who's building a business, and every single father will tell you, well, he's 25, like, he doesn't understand what it's like to have two kids at home and a wife who depends on you. But then when I share a story of, like, Dan Himmel, who was, you know, in his mid-30s and built his first business in his mid-30s when he had children at home and a wife and a full-time job, then that gives them hope, right? The feedback that we generally use that, and then that's the direction that we use for our guests, you know, or people suggest, you should interview this person, you should interview this person. That's the direction that we go with it. And yeah, and then there's the feedback, which is like kind of the intangibles, but then there's the what are you measuring? And for us, we measure, you know, of course we're measuring like downloads and all of that, but ultimately at the end of the day, business has to be generated from it. And so we track all of that too, of how for our podcast, we have an action guide that we create for every single podcast that allows people to log on and download the action guide. So if they don't have time to listen to the entire episode, they can get a quick little summary and action guide really quickly. And so we track of all the people who opt in for those, how many people actually turn into buyers and stuff like that as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So this has been really helpful. And I think particularly for those business owners out there who have been considering podcasting, you know, maybe it's right for them. This will be a really good place for them to start and consider how they want to position themselves in the market. So as a closing thought, what is your number one piece of advice for any small business owner out there considering starting a podcast? What is your number one, like, you know, the very basic first thing you would tell them to do?
The number one thing you need to decide before anything else is you need to answer the question, why do you want a podcast? Because what happens a lot of the time when trends start popping up is that people will jump on the trend because it's the trend, because they see everybody else doing it. But you really need to sit down and think, why do I want to have this? What is the purpose? What is the end goal that I'm searching for? And from there, you can decide, is it the podcast that's actually the good fit, or is something else? That's the first and most important thing that you could possibly decide if you're going to do it or not.
Money. Well, thank you for that, Andy. Really appreciate it, and loved having you on the show today. We'll have you back soon.
Awesome. Thanks, brother.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Andy Drish and I talking about how you can launch your podcast and some concepts for getting people excited and building that anticipation for your podcast launch, getting a lot of engagement really quickly. So loved having Andy on. I was very thankful to get him on the show finally. And so for you as the listener, you can check out the show notes and all the tools, people, resources, all the cool stuff that we mentioned on this episode at authorityengine.com/33. And while you're there, leave us a comment and tell us a little bit about if you've already launched your podcast. Tell us a little bit about your strategy when you got launched and how you tried to take advantage of New and Noteworthy or just get a lot of listeners quickly. And if you haven't launched a show yet, post up some ideas of how you think you might be able to do it if you've got any differing ideas than maybe Andy had. So post up there. This will be a lot of fun. We'll get a good conversation going. In the meantime, I'm Ben Kruger. This is Authority Engine, and I'm very thrilled to have you guys on here each week. I'll see you back next time for more strategies and tactics directly from the top podcasters in iTunes, and always geared towards helping you accelerate your business with podcasting. I'll see you next week, folks.